الله بالخير. لطالما رفع الغرب شعار النظام الدولي القائم على القواعد، لكن الواقع يكشف عن نظام مختلف تماما، نظام صمم وفرض من قبل قوة واحدة مهيمنة هي الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية وحلفاؤها. الحرب في أوكرانيا بعيدة عن الرواية الغربية السائدة ليست مجرد عدوان روسي غير مبرر، إنها في جوهرها النتيجة المأساوية والمتوقعة للتوسع المستمر لحلف الناتو شرقا وخلق كيان معاد لروسيا على عتبة حدودها، وفي خضم اندلاع القتال واستنزاف الأرواح من كلا الجانبين لمصالح جيوسياسية تخاض معركة موازية يطلق عليها بعض المحللين اسم الجبهة الثامنة داخل الولايات المتحدة نفسها. إنها حرب على السردية، حيث يشتري أصحاب مليارات موالون لإسرائيل منصات إعلامية كالتيك توك وغيرها لا بهدف الاستثمار فحسب، بل لإسكات الأصوات المعارضة وفرض رواية أحادية. هنا يبرز الرابط الخفي بين أوكرانيا وتلك الجبهة الثامنة، مصلحة مشتركة تجمع بين النخب الموالية لإسرائيل والتيارات المعادية لروسيا في واشنطن والمؤسسة الأوروبية. الهدف هو إبقاء روسيا غارقة في مستنقع أوكرانيا لتعطيل أي فرصة لعودتها كفاعل مؤثر في غرب آسيا. فروسيا المنشغلة بأوكرانيا لن تستطيع تقديم الدعم الحاسم لإيران في حال تعرضت لهجوم، ما يضمن لإسرائيل هيمنتها الإقليمية من دون منافس. الهدف النهائي كما عبرت عنه شخصيات مثل توم براك هو إخضاع الأفاعي وقطع رؤوسها، في إشارة إلى إيران وحلفائها عبر حرب لا تتقيد بأي حدود أخلاقية. هذه ليست نظرية مؤامرة، بل هي استراتيجية معلنة. إلى أي مدى يمثل الصراع في أوكرانيا حربا بالوكالة؟ وروسيا اليوم هل هي نمر من ورق كما وصفها ترامب أم دب نائم؟ هل العالم المتعدد الأقطاب ما زال قائما في ظل الهيمنة الترامبية؟ وما حقيقة الموقف الروسي مما يحدث في غزة اليوم من إبادة شعب ووطن؟ وماذا عن خطة ترامب؟ نرحب بكم ونرى ونسمع أكثر مع البروفيسور ألكسندر دوغن، المنظر والمفكر الروسي في البعد الأقرب. هذه الميادين، وأنا زينب صفار، خليكم ويانا. Professor Alexander Dugin, influential, controversial Russian philosopher, theorist, strategist, sociologist. Salam and welcome to Al Mayadeen. This is the Proximate Aspect. Pure pleasure to have you, sir.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Always a pleasure. Well, today, to what extent, Dr. Dugin, is the war in Ukraine a proxy war, deliberately prolonged by Western powers or the Atlanticists, to permanently cripple Russia's strategic capacity as a sovereign power, thereby removing the primary obstacle to unfettered Western hegemony in West Asia?
So, first of all, we need to understand the difference between the Western, collective West, that has started the war in Ukraine, attacking Russia, precisely to undermine this rising power and rising multipolar world order that is emerging from the coming down unipolar world order. So there's the downfall of the Western unipolarity and the rise of the multipolarity. And Biden and globalists, Soros and Atlanticists, they provoked Russia to come into the war in Ukraine. But what is important that Trump, his base, MAGA, mm-hmm. is against any kind of interventionism, any kind of foreign war. MAGA has supported Trump as something totally opposite to the Biden's strategy. And Trump repeated many times, it is Biden's war, not mine. But what we see now, that these globalists, liberals, mm-hmm. Biden's war becomes more and more Trump's war. So, and what we have uncovered and masked unipolarity mm-hmm. and hegemony enveloped mm-hmm. in the humanitarian rhetorics, and now we have the pure and naked hegemony. So Trump appears not to be alternative to this unipolarity, but just its sincere, transparent manifestation.
Right, sir. But despite of what you said, what of Russia itself? Is it as described by Trump, quote-unquote, a paper tiger, a power whose reputation far exceeds its tangible strength? Or does it remain a sleeping bear?
So, we have no other solution that to prove that during the war. So, what Trump suggests that he tries to know whether Russia is paper tiger or the real bigger. You could never know before you start the nuclear confrontation. So we will see whether we are paper tiger or real.
So it's a kind bigger. Sorry, it's a kind of strategic patience from the side of Russia.
Maybe, but we are approaching the point mm-hmm. where and when this strategic patience is coming to its end. So we will know soon, because it is the direct threat, menace, and insult to Russia. So Trump, as nuclear power, accuses Russia to be nothing. To be nothing at all. So the response, the only logical response is the mm-hmm. kind of nuclear strike against the United States. So we have no other means to mm-hmm. prove that we are paper tiger. We have exhausted all the other arguments, mm-hmm. the wars, the petitions, the speeches, mm-hmm. that is already over. So right. if we are accused to be nothing at all, we have no other solution beyond to strike back and to start the nuclear war. You have doubt that we could not ever forever start the nuclear war, we have no solution to
right.
start it.
So do Trump's threats and NATO's mobilized Europe signal the threshold of an apocalyptic war against Russia? What's at stake here, sir?
So that is so. You are quite right. So he was elected to stop that, Trump was elected to stop apocalypse, and he has nothing other decision as to try to do it. So mm-hmm. that is a contradiction, but I think that Trump is a kind of just failure. That was, he is just a puppet of the deep state. Mm-hmm. He continues with him to prolong the same strategy as Biden and globalists did before him. So he presented himself as alternative, and the American people believed in him, but he has betrayed his base. He has absolutely betrayed MAGA, and now he is the same globalist hegemony as Biden, as globalist, but with a bit different cover, I would say.
Right. Dr. Dugin, you've anticipated that seven battles will occur before we shift to the new multipolar global order. Are we even getting there in this context of protracted conflict and shifting allegiances, so to say? Does the concept of a multipolar world retain any substantive meaning? Does it resonate today, sir?
So, first of all, multipolarity could be installed by different means, and we are already in the multipolarity. There is a rising wave. Multipolar world order is on the rise, and the unipolar world order is on the decline. But at the same time, this declining unipolar world order tries to preserve itself, tries to not to let the multipolarity to manifest itself. So there will be a war. And the only thing I deplore, I think that is very, 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 very disgraceful thing, that the Muslim world accepts the globalist attacks in Palestine and Gaza, all these attacks against Lebanon, against Iran, and we don't see any kind. Any feature, any sign of Muslim solidarity. So you are attacked as Arabs, as Muslims, and you don't do anything. So we are fighting against this hegemony, against the unipolar.
Sir,
but why you are so shy?
Right. Since you mentioned our part of the region and you talked about the Muslim world vis-a-vis Palestine and Gaza, what is the true nature of the Russian position regarding the ongoing heinous genocide in Gaza? I mean, a question always springs to mind that Russia is not against Israel or Netanyahu. So what to say in this context?
So first of all, we are against genocide of Gaza. We recognize that fact. So we are against that. We are pro-Palestine. But the one thing is sure, that we think that we have our own war in Ukraine against global Western hegemony. And what is happening now in Gaza, it is the threat, it is the challenge to the Islamic world, and Islamic world doesn't show any sign of real resistance. So you are attacked, you are insulted, you are humiliated, you are, as Islamic worlds, you are put under the foot of the Western hegemony, you don't react. So we could not lead this war in spite of you. So you are obliged to hit back, to show the solidarity of the Islamic worlds. And what do you do now? It is just very, very deplorable, deplorable signs. Mm-hmm. So you have betrayed, you as Arabs, as Islamic Islamic Ummah, as mm-hmm. Islamic nation, you have betrayed the powers of resistance.
As the Islamic pole, so to say.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you have betrayed the possibility to emerge of the Islamic right. Pole. So you have Shia is fighting in spite of you. Shia are the real hero of mm-hmm. multipolarity, but they
are the vanguards of the defense of Palestine and Gaza.
Yes, and Hussite, Hezbollah, true. Iranians, all the resistance, Iraqi people of Iraq, everybody, Shia world is mobilized against this unipolarity. And other Islamic world, other paths are totally immobilized. So that is
I will come to this particular point, but allow me here to ask you, what do you say to the people of Gaza torn by coercive starvation and obliteration today, briefly, if I may?
So you should know the enemy before. So you shouldn't have any illusion about the power of absolute evil you are fighting against. So it is a bit strange to see that it seems to be something new. So you knew what the enemy is and was. So you should evaluate this danger. So you should prepare your fight against Israel much better. You should not compromise any other political Islamic powers that are suffering for this Hamas attack against Israel. So my heart is with Palestinian people suffering now. It is genocide. It's the real genocide. Mm-hmm. So it should be stopped. But
right.
we could not count on the global community, humanitarian aid. We need to fight. If we win Israel, that is one thing. If we will be defeated by Israel is the other thing. So together, Islamic world could easily defeat Israel.
Professor Dugin, in the US of A, the rise of alternative media, which is less biased towards Israel than MSM, of course, has threatened the ability of pro-Israel billionaires to control the narrative. So the murder of Charlie Kirk and the Greater Israel Project have fatefully split the Western political edifice. They exposed, of course, the already waning support for Israel amongst a cohort of youth and young Americans. Can American youth movements ever become truly anti-globalist and make a change? Does the Gaza war accelerate the collapse of unipolarity, in your opinion?
Yes, that is, I agree with you. So the MAGA and Omega, Make America Great Again, movement, there are two lines, two camps. So there is obviously pro-Israel, Israel first tendency, and there is anti-Israel tendency that is grown. That's majority of MAGA, not because of special hatred toward Israel, or not because of the love for Islam, that very far from that, but there are two lines inside of MAGA. And MAGA movement, the Trump's base is split by that. But I wouldn't count on that. I think that we need something totally different. We should not only follow what is going on in the West. Islamic pole should be created now. The challenge is direct, and that is about now, and not about the future, about the United States, about MAGA, about Soros network that has its own conflicts with Netanyahu and so on. So you should show the color, not in the immigration, not in the Europe, not in the United States of America. Now, Islamic world should show the color, to defend its identity, to prove its existence mm-hmm. as a pole. So I think we speak so much about what is going in the West and the United States and somewhat in somewhere in the world, but we need to concentrate what is going on inside of Islamic civilization. The main problem that you have received a huge hit, a huge... Yes.
But shall we rely more, sir, on the forces of the people?
Yes, absolutely. So Islamic world should be Islamic. So if you believe in Allah and in really God, in God, really, you should not be stopped by the power of globalists, of American power and American hegemony. So
right.
That is a bit strange. So you are so brave in the small cases and you are so shy and so weak. In the real case, Israel is small. You are huge power, but you are hesitating to destroy, to erase this Zionist entity because
right.
you fear something more than yourself. So you fear something more than Allah, than God.
Right.
So that is not Islamic attitude. So I think that is important. So please start real war, and you will find where Russia is in this war. But before you started, so you could guess why Russia doesn't help us. Russia could not lead this war. It is Islamic war. The challenge
right.
is against Islamic identity. If you are something sovereign, please start the real war against aggressor, against those who have created genocide of your people, of Islamic people in Gaza. So Palestinian people...
What is happening in Gaza is not just against Muslims, but it's against humanity. I believe, sir, that we have to leave it there. Time has run short. Professor Alexander Dugin, prominent Russian thinker and theorist, a name that carries a lot of weight in the world of politics and philosophy. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us tonight. يؤمن ألكسندر دوغن بأننا نعيش حقا في لحظة فاصلة من التاريخ. نحن نحاول كسر قيودها وهي بدورها تحاول كسرنا. وفي خضم هذا الصراع يتأرجح ميزان النصر. في مثل هذه اللحظة الحاسمة وهذا المنعطف يصبح من الضروري أن نلتفت إلى العلم والتعليم وإلى الفلسفة التي تمثل المنبع الحقيقي للأصالة. يستذكر دوغن مقولة الفيلسوف هيجل: لابد لأي قوة عظمى من فلسفة عظيمة تنير دربها. ويضيف أن القوة الحقيقية والأصالة لا تنبعان إلا من صحوة الروح التي لا تتحقق إلا بالمعرفة والحكمة. فمن دون هذه الصحوة قد تتحول الأمة إلى مجرد ظل باهت للقوة تطلق صرخة لا صدى لها. من كل الميادين، حياكم.